Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Cruising up the Wrangell Narrows south of Petersburg, the amount of bull kelp is remarkable. Long, ropey strands hang from channel markers and pilings, and great wads are hung up on buoys and floats. Some structures are encased in massive tangles of the brown tubular algae. My friend says the kelp growth was phenomenal during the warm, sunny spring, and recent extreme tides have torn loose tremendous amounts from the anchoring rocks. Although kelp is washing up on beaches, there is still plenty of kelp in kelp beds, dense patches of kelp that can be acres across. These large patches are known as kelp forests and are important to aquatic life, providing food and shelter for fish, invertebrates, and shellfish. Some fish, like herring, spawn in kelp beds. As we approach my friend's cabin in the Narrows, seven harbor seals watch us from the fringes of a large kelp forest nearby. The reference to a forest is more apparent when the kelp is seen from underwater. Anchored to the bottom, the long rope-like stipe rises 10 or 20 feet, held up by a bulbous air-filled bladder. Numerous kelp blades sprout from the bladder, ribbons 3 to 6 inches wide and more than a dozen feet long. The blades are like the leaves, and that's where photosynthesis takes place. A kelp plant can be more than 100 feet long and can grow as much as 3 feet a day, one of the most remarkable growth rates in the plant kingdom. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.